Hey guys, it's Robbie Redrave here. Handle at Hot Guy Sings, cause I'm a hot guy and I sing. And I'm depressed. And so, of course, I am turning to podcasting. Cheer me up. Why am I depressed? Because my marriage didn't work. 10 years. And two before that. One of engaged, one of dating, and one before that of friends, I think. So that's 13 years of my life that didn't go the way that I planned. So I'm sad about it because it, you know, it hurt somebody I cared about, and I care about people. And I don't know how to turn that off for anybody. I think that's what makes me polyamorous. The ability to love more than one person and just be okay with it. And being okay with them being themselves. I just feel like it's the ultimate form of acceptance. You know, accepting somebody else even when they desire somebody that's not you. I feel like it's the ultimate love that you can offer to somebody. And that is very counterculture. It's not something that I grew up with. It's not something that anybody that I know grew up with. But it's what I feel. And I feel that way because I spent so many years feeling like I wasn't doing the right thing. I wasn't good enough. You know, she wasn't good enough. We weren't good enough. I mean, I made so many mistakes. I just hurt somebody that is, you know, precious to me. So I think the best thing that I can do is to have fun, have joy, and to let her suffer through the pains of the breakup. I'm suffering in my own way. You know, the regret for not having my kids near me, the regret for not having somebody I care about with me. But I don't know, I just feel like, you know, there's just only so much pain that you can inflict on somebody before you realize that you need to let them go, and so much pain that you can allow the relationship to inflict on yourself before you've got to find a different way. And so, yeah, I'm podcasting. And that's it for the depressing stuff. I am going to tell a joke. So I left the comedy club and I was on my way home after having made a bunch of comic friends and feeling like, geez, I really can be a comedian if only I just, you know, get up on stage and make a fool of myself and sing songs. I even wrote a song. Check it out. I went like this. It goes like this. Boom, cha, boom, boom, ka. Girly, I'm a poor man, sad man, broke man, looking for a girl, man. I got blood on my face. I'm a comedian. I got tomatoes you can throw in on me. That wasn't the song. I'm pretty sure that the song that I came up with live was even better. But this one will have to do because it was absolutely awful, and I think you guys can enjoy how awful it was. Absolutely. Anyway, so I left the comedy club and I made a bunch of friends, and then I was driving by a strip bar. And I say to myself, I ain't never been to a strip club in Vegas. I've only ever been to a strip club once, maybe twice. I think it might have just only been that one time, actually. Yeah. So I say to myself, you gotta do this. You gotta see if you can pick up a girl, you know, a stripper, and have a, you know, pretty woman moment. That's what I was thinking, obviously. I was thinking, I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna buy this girl's time, and we're just gonna talk about our interests and hobbies until, you know, it's done. And when I say it's done, I mean that, like, you know, the hour I paid for went well. And also that that we got along, we're friends, and that she'd want to come home with me and just hang out and play video games or something. Because that's obviously the only thing that happens between a man and a woman. Anyway, the point is, I like a woman who's not afraid to offend her man when she tells him he's too preoccupied in the wrong way. And right now, I'm just too preoccupied with that tangent. So, thank you for pointing that out to me, girl. And I'll continue the story about me trying to get into the strip club. What happened? It was crazy. So I get in, and the guy asked me for my ID. He's a big burly guy, you know, good bouncer at a club. And he's like, your ID. And, you know, I give him my ID and I say, all right, man, I'm excited. How much does this cost? And he goes, don't worry. One of the vendors will come and escort you. They will show you everything you need to see and how much it costs and what they have available and all these things. He said things much more curtly than I did just now. But he definitely told me that a girl was going to come. And so I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. I want some room to back out of this deal. If a girl comes over here, grabs me and snuggles me, puts her boobs in my face or something, I am totally going to be, you know, lost in this sauce. I tell him that. And he tells me, he looks at me strange. He looks at me funny. And he says, yeah, that's something like that, right? So I say, well, I mean, okay, you know, the strip bar is going to definitely take all my money. And then he goes, oh, this is a cannabis bar. This is why we ask you for your ID. And I say, okay. So this is a fuck yeah, it's a cannabis bar and a strip club. Woo! I'm excited. But I am, you know, instantly disappointed because it was not. Oh, yes, it was a cannabis bar. He wasn't kidding about that part. Obviously, you know, I was really excited about that and I wasn't let down, but it wasn't a strip bar. But dang it, that would be a freaking genius, like, idea for a freaking bar. The strip breeze of weed. No, that's strip wheeze. Strip breeze? No. Breezy strip? Wheezy strip. The wheezy bar. The wheezy girl bar. I don't know. The sexy naked girls. Then out the need bar. Because you gotta go there and get your weed and you get your needs met. Or something. I don't know. We gotta make a club about this. But that's actually what happened. I found out that it was just a regular weed bar. And I was still happy. And I made a friend. And it was amazing. And this story might not have been like a joke, but it might have been, you know, entertaining. And I just hope that you really enjoyed it. And also the part about me being super depressed. And this is the end. So now go do something else. Like, you know, anything else other than just, you know, staying in to scream, because this recording is officially now over. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm Robbie Redrafe. Follow me at Hot Guy Sings on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on Twitter, on TikTok. That's it. That's the whole list. And keep listening to me and make sure you like and review if you like the show. All right. Bye, guys.